And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with the guys from Inland Boat Center, James Hellman, the manager, and Floyd Sparks, the tuna kahuna. You stay tuned. We have a lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Daiwa and the Saltiga and Saltus Lever Drag 2-speed reels, the Saltiga and Saltus Star Drag reels, and much more from Daiwa. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man.
Yes, it is. James Hellman, who's the manager at Inland Boat Center. Good morning, James. Great to have you in the studio here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you brought your buddy, Floyd Sparks, our friend.
So we know
Tuna
Floyd.
Kahuna. Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, I know this guy.
What are you doing here?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great to have you. So, first of all, you guys, new sponsor of the show and kind of a new idea for Southern California sport fishermen is Inland Boat Center. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your place?
Well, we've been in business over 35 years, family-owned and operated, started in the used industry and kind of moved over towards the new. We're very happy to have Defiance and Arima on board with us at the moment, especially with the fishing season that's going off as it is.
Yeah.
Good timing.
So it's been working out very well for us. Bo with the boys up north built a great boat. We're actually happy to have Floyd on board with us. We're going to get him out on the water and hopefully we go catch some fish.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, so the two lines that are of particular interest to our listeners that are saltwater anglers would be the Arima and Defiance line.
That's correct.
Yeah. So why don't you describe, first of all, probably a lot of people are more familiar with Defiance. Describe the Arima line.
The Arima is a smaller line. They're basically 17, 19, and up to 21 foot. So there's a smaller line that they provide. Incredibly nice little fishing boat that gets out there and gets the job done. They're well built. Nice big bait tanks and fishing deck in the back. And then
built
they go
for fishing.
Built for yeah. fishing. Center consoles and small cabins in the front. And then we go on into the Defiance, which basically is a 220 on up to the 290 in the Pilot House series, and then they do a small 22-foot center console as well.
So that's 22 to 29 feet.
That is correct.
All outboard, all Yamaha outboard power.
That is correct.
Yeah.
We place Yamahas on them. We can do Suzuki, we can do Merc, we can do Honda or Yamaha.
Well, you've got it all. This Inland Boat Center, if you've those of you that have been to Inland Boat Center know, but tell us about the size of it.
It's like no
Costco.
Joke.
Yeah.
It's no joke. Like a Costco boat show.
The facility is actually a 12-acre parcel with almost 3 acres under a roof. It's about 117,000 square feet. It was an old Kmart building. So at the peak of the season, we had, back when we were really hammering home on used stuff, we had about 400 used boats in stock.
400.
Right now, we're about 250.
Yeah, just a small inventory of 250 boats. Yeah. Wow.
It is an incredible facility. A lot of people get blown away when they walk into it saying, boy, this is better than a boat show. So if you ever
they
have
still
the
have
opportunity,
the Blue Light special in there.
We'd love for you to come by.
We do. Yeah. So, Floyd, you've been inside. It's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive. It's like being at one of the boat shows, and it's their warehouse.
And it's every day.
It's every day.
Every day is a
open
boat show.
Open 7 days a week.
Yeah, open 7 days a week. The other thing you have there, in addition to selling boats, you service boats. You even have an upholstery shop inside.
That is true.
We do.
That's a good idea.
It's a one-stop service center. We can do interiors. We can do gel coat repairs, service the boats, sell them, take them in on trade. We buy outright. Anything you need, we can provide.
They had a lot of parts and supplies in there, too. It was pretty impressive.
Very big parts department.
So let's say you have a 19-foot boat and you want to upgrade to, say, a 22 or a 25. Defiance. You take the boats in trade.
Absolutely, we do. We take them in on trade. Yeah. We handle the financing. We'll take your boat in trade, and we'll put you out on the water with a new one before you buy it. So Lake Elsinore is close to us. We do all our sea trials there. We've got a tech that takes the customers out, puts them on the water before you buy them, so you get to see the boat perform.
And you're right there in Paris.
Right in Paris, off the 215 freeway.
Off the 215, pretty easy to get to.
Very easy.
Really
easy. That's pretty awesome. So, Floyd, so you're coming into the world here. You've been doing a lot of local fishing, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
A lot of fun this year.
Yeah.
A lot of personal bests just locally.
Yeah, I like.
Oh, we got a 200-pound swordfish this year, which is something I've been chasing for a long time.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
And, the ultimate goal.
Nice big bluefin, nice 145-pound bluefin with Pat.
Wow.
And that was kind of a fun day, and now I'm looking for that big wahoo.
Yeah.
Hopefully
aren't
tomorrow
we all?
I'll get that.
Yeah, yeah. Except everybody but Ricky.
Ricky's on fire.
Yeah, indeed. So how did you get the name the Tuna Kahuna?
Well, we got the boat. I was just trying to name it, and I've always liked the way tuna pulls, so Kahuna rhymed with tuna. We named the boat
Good
Tuna.
Name. I like it. And so how did you guys meet from Inland Boat Center?
Well, the way it happened is a buddy I fish with, Tobin Rippo, who used to fish down here, now lives in Washington and fishes for Team Defiance. And he fishes all those albacore tournaments up in Washington, and he knew I was in the market for a new boat. And he's been fishing those boats for quite a while, and he said, hey, these boats up here fish great on a calm day, which is rougher than a rough day down in San Diego.
Yeah, we live in a kiddie pond down
exactly.
here.
Exactly. So I was kind of impressed by that, and he started telling me about the features and how they've upgraded the boat since they first came out. And so I started getting into it, and he fishes with Bo, the owner, and we kind of started talking, and then Bo called James, and James and I got together, and now we're trying to get some exposure down here in San Diego. I guess they're really selling like hotcakes up in Washington, Oregon, places like that. And so I was looking for something with versatility since I live in Encinitas, so I want to be able to get to Dana Point, Oceanside, Mission Bay, San Diego, and still have as much versatility as I can. And this Defiant seems to have everything I was looking for.
Yeah, nice to have boats that have, you know, pilot house options, get out of the weather options. Still a place you can crawl in and rack out at night, but
deck space.
Super ample on fishing space.
Yes, exactly.
And there's just not a lot of boats that offer that.
Yeah, exactly. And I like the, you know, they have the fish holds, the one-ton fish holds that are macerated. The boats I had, the macerator
one
never worked.
One-ton
fish hold? You get a one-ton fish hold, right? Is that correct? Or two of them?
Two of them.
Two of them.
Wow.
So
and that's in the 27?
It's in the 27, and it the water doesn't go into the thing like my boat. It would fill up with water from the deck, so I like to have that. I can easy clean it out. There's a huge 110-gallon split bait tank on it.
No way.
Artie, this is all part of it, right, James?
That's correct.
That's part of the package.
That's how we order them. There's obviously different options. We like to place the 15-rod rod holders on them, the big bait tanks. So
cockpit controls.
No kidding.
Impressive.
That's cool.
Tower.
Wow.
It's got a lot of really nice features. Bo's put a lot of time into designing a boat that'll fish well for everybody.
Yeah, and that's the advantage, is that it's a West Coast boat.
Correct.
For West Coast anglers.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's the big deal about it. So has Bo always made Defiance boats, a new Bo from Defiance, has Bo always made Arimas, or is that something that he acquired?
He acquired that.
Uh-huh.
He and I could be slightly out of touch. I think it's about 2 years he's been on with Arima that he purchased from and then added it to his line.
Yeah. And it, building them the same factory.
Correct.
Yeah.
Those are really unique boats, too. I mean, like we were saying earlier, James and I were talking before the show, that it's not a boat that you see often in Southern California, but very popular up above, you know, Central California and Washington, Oregon. But for relatively small boats, if you're a guy that doesn't have a ton of space to park the boat, it's got to be on the side of the house kind of thing, they fish really big. I've got a really good buddy who fishes a 19. And for a boat that actually has a cabin, same deal if you're a sea bass guy that wanted to rack out in. I mean, it's a cabin that two guys could definitely crash out, no problem, but still have a ton of deck space. And it's a 19-footer. You know, it's a boat that you can pilot very easily with a small, you know, small power and very inexpensive to run. They're cool boats. I really like them.
What's a 19 Arimo run?
Depending on power, typically we're putting 90s on them. They're probably going to be MSRPs on them in that middle high 40s, but we're slashing prices and we're working some deals. We're very motivated to sell. We've got a strong inventory at the moment, so you know we're putting deals together. If anybody's got interest, please have a look at inlandboatcenter.com and you can get quotes from us online.
Online. And you've got a complete inventory online right there.
We do.
Inland Boat Center. You can link that through the Let's Talk Hookup website on the links page, or just go to inlandboatcenter.com. But one of the things that our listeners should understand, if you're in a boat, is like, wow, 40 grand, I don't know, I can afford that. Boat financing is amazing, isn't it?
We have financing in-house with good credit. Obviously, we can get you financed 10, 12, 15 years, depending on the institutions we're going to, so we can drag out RV loans for quite a while. Interest rates down in the 4.99% with good credit.
Really?
So
that's
pretty
awesome.
Inexpensive money, can drag it over a long term and drops that payment down. And one thing we were kind of mentioning earlier, that smaller boat, one thing we really like about those Arimas, with the HOA, you know, everybody's got HOAs typically down here in Southern California. You can, you know, these smaller boats still can fit in the garage, and it keeps them out of the elements, and small trailerable boats, you don't need a big truck to go do it.
That's a good point, too,
so
yeah.
It's we love that smaller line.
Yeah.
Sure, you could order one with a swing trailer,
absolutely,
right, so that you can fold that front part of the trailer hitch
absolutely
down and fit right inside the garage.
That's correct.
Wife would love that. Well, what a perfect place to store a boat. A boat that's capable, a 19-foot boat that's capable of going offshore.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're incredibly well-built boats, and they do go offshore very
well. They're a cool boat. I like those a lot.
Yeah, they're
like a little mini pocket rocket sport fisher, you know. It's a cool ride.
Yeah.
I really like them.
So in addition to, of course, the Arima and the Defiance line, you guys also have a lot of freshwater lines.
We do.
And the biggest thing you were talking about is your pontoon line.
Oh, that's one of
really
the biggest growing segments.
Right?
Yeah, they are incredible from what they were to what they are now. That line has just grown dramatically. What used to be a two-tube rectangular kind of floating barge is now turned into a 50-mile-an-hour tri-toon pontoon boat with luxurious features and almost Lazy Boy style couches throughout them. They're just so comfortable. But
water slides and barbecues.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah. If you've never been to our facility, we'd love to invite you down. We're very, very easy, and there's a lot of fun stuff to look at. Kids' candy store is really what it is.
For everybody in Southern California, we have listeners all the way up to Morro Bay, and so if you're in L.A., Orange County, you know, it's kind of a central location.
Absolutely
there between San Diego, L.A., and all that. So just come inland to Inland Boat Center.
That's correct.
Yeah, in Paris, yeah.
That's correct.
So if you're coming from Orange County, what would be the best way to come?
9115, then across 74.
Across 74. Pretty simple.
Pretty easy deal.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about. Floyd's going to share some of his expertise out on the water there about what he's been catching and how he's been catching.
Yeah.
Of course, James, very knowledgeable about all different kinds of boats and boat financing and fixing boats and all
repowers, all that kind of stuff. There's going to be a lot to talk about. We're stoked to have these two guys in here. Like you say, tons of great stuff to cover. And if you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Come be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. We would certainly love to hear from you this morning. And two ways that you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. The best right now is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get to talk to James, talk to Floyd, get all your questions answered, boats and fishing and all kinds of great information, but we've also got a really cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is a trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, a three-quarter day trip to get in on that crazy good fishing that the San Diego out of C4 has had this year, and just... it never seems to slow down for those guys. Really good yellowtail fishing going on right now. So very, very cool prize for one lucky caller. Again, if you want to get that shot at that prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Floyd, talk to James, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. Listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-AHA. And RanchoLanero.com. It's unique.
My angler H2O. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Aye.
I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, talking fishing here and talking boats with James Hellman from Inland Boat Center, Floyd Sparks, the Tuna Kahuna. Mark Dakin, your owner there at Inland Boat Center. What a great guy. I had an opportunity to go fishing with him on the Eclipse on the Fred Hall trip, and I had never met him before, and just a really neat guy. It's been a big family business for a long time, right?
It is. He started it over 35 years ago.
35 years ago.
Wow. And
so I guess they're going to be around.
We'll be around for a while if everything goes
And you
right.
survived the 08 deal where most boat dealers went down. And
we did.
You guys stayed around.
We were able to stick around.
Yeah.
So kudos to him for that.
Kind of says something about that.
Absolutely.
Place, you know, it's like, if you can survive that, like a lot of boat companies did not, you guys are doing something right.
We saw a lot of our competition go away, and it's sad to say that, but we were able to pull through. Happy to be still plugging along.
Still plugging along. So you do a lot in the freshwater world, too. Obviously, you're right next to Lake Paris and stuff like that. What's the hot bass boat right now?
Well, we don't do much with bass boats. Okay. We've tried, you know, when we don't have them, everybody wants them. When we have them, they tend to stick around.
To
it's
stick
kind
around.
Of a unique deal. But we don't do a whole lot in the bass boat era.
Yeah. But you got a full line of used boats.
That we do.
Yeah. So, and you said you have 250 used boats?
We've got 250 in stock right now, about 100 new, 150 used.
100 new and 150 used. And that's a low inventory for you guys.
That is a little bit low for us, especially on the used
that's
side.
That's crazy.
Well, it's been a pretty phenomenal season. And people, it's been such a great thing. Everybody wants to get a boat now and go catch a local wahoo or a local yellowfin tuna or the yellowtail fishing this winter is going to be.
Oh my gosh. Man, cannot wait.
I'm not like a Tommy Roth where I can forecast albacore, but I think I'd feel pretty comfortable if there's going to be a lot of yellowtail fishing this winter.
Yeah. I think that's an excellent prediction.
Yeah, you like that prediction? What do you think, Florida?
I think it's going to keep us busy all winter long.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's a great time to own a small boat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So if somebody comes in, they've never owned a small boat before, how do you guide them into it? They want to go saltwater fishing, they want to go offshore tuna fishing, they want to go. Well, how would you guide them? How do you take somebody that's like, boy, I've never owned a boat, but I really want one. You know, I have a budget. And
see, that's the beauty of having the inventory that we have. We have the ability to walk you through not only new but used, the different sizes. In the inventory we have, we can spend a lot of time, low pressure, under a roof, walking through different boats, seeing what works for you, and then obviously having the ability to take you out on the water prior to purchase. Once the agreement has been put together on the pricing and the financing is in place, we'll take you out on the water and run you with the boat to verify you're happy with the size. And if something changes, we'll put you into another boat and put you back out on the water with something different. So the versatility of us and the inventory is really what's nice to kind of guide somebody to something that will work for them.
Wow. So if you're not happy with what you have, you're like, come on, bring it back, and we'll get you into something.
We'll get you into something that works for you.
Wow, that's nice.
Well, there's a ton of options up there, too. When I was up there, he had a list. He said, what would you like? What would you like? How would you like to have this? Would you like this idea? You know, and we spent, 2 hours going over that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we just went out awesome. Through different boats. We went on the 270. We went on the 290. We went in the 250. We have the paperwork that shows the different options that we can equip it with so we can make it right for Floyd. So we have the ability to do that and sit down and do it in a comfortable environment.
So you're looking at the 270?
Looking at the 270, yeah. I want to have as much versatility. I want to be able to get out to the Cortez when the big fish are there.
Ah.
I want to be able to fish inshore. You know, I want to be able to do it all.
Sure. How much fuel does it carry?
What was that, 180?
Yeah.
180 gallons, yeah.
What are you going to choose for power, do you think?
Twin 250s or three.
Probably 250 Yamahas. We have one in stock now with twin 300s.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Boat runs great.
I can imagine.
That must be a rocket ship with twin 300s on.
It runs great.
I'll bet. That's rad.
And the 250 and the 300 are basically the same motor. It's just a different tune. So the same weight and pretty much just 100 more horsepower.
Right.
Which would make a big difference. Yeah. Well, hey, let's go talk to our good buddy Dave Dolan, who just returned from a Tony Reyes trip. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, you're right. Two buddies and I just got back home from that Tony Reyes 6-day trip down Baja. And what a great trip. Tony's running the boat as he always has. We had our fill of, 20 to 35-pound yellowtail, pargo, cabrilla. I think I counted 10 different species of fish that we caught on this trip. Just had an incredible time down there. Good friend of mine I've done this trip with before, Tim Kraft, he brought his daughter along, young lady, her first time ever saltwater fishing, and, her first day she caught a nice yellowtail and pargo, but on the last day of the trip she caught an 80-pound grouper.
Whoa! That's a nice grouper for anybody.
That's cool.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, Dave. So how was the weather?
Weather was great. Wind was not a factor. The nice thing about this time of year is that you still have warm water, but the temperatures are a lot more moderate right now. It's not that killer heat like you'd have July and August. So just beautiful. Couldn't have been nicer conditions. You get down there in those midriff islands down there, they are just completely untouched. We actually saw a sailboat this time. I think it's the first time I've ever seen another boat down in the area. So beautiful scenery, great fishing. Tony's running the boat really fine. He's got the same crew and ponderos that he's had for as long as I've been doing the trip. So you've got a lot of stability in the way they run these trips down there.
Yeah, no kidding. And pretty much the only game in town when it comes to fishing the Midriff Islands there. And like you say, you have the whole place to yourself. There's this incredible fishery that is just right there for you. Tony Reyes out of the Longfin and Orange. We do have spots available on our early May trip, our Let's Talk hookup trip next May. I think there's maybe a handful of spots left on that, I heard from Tom. So if you want to go, these trips book way in advance. 6 days for $12.95.
Crazy.
And includes all the beer you can drink. Did you drink any beer, Dave?
Yeah. I think I did. I never had one before 8 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
The one thing about that Let's Talk hookup trip, I did that earlier this year, the end of April, 1st of May. The fishing then was every bit as good as what it was on this trip. And once again, it's a prime time as far as weather, too. You're down there, nice, warm, probably 85 degrees, water's warm. They're great trips, but in July and August, you might be pushing it a little bit on the temperature end of it because it does get warm down there. So that Let's Talk hookup trip that we have in the springtime, that's a great trip to do, too.
Yeah. Well, Dave Dolan, thanks for that report on Tony Reyes. You want more information on our Let's Talk hookup trip in May, go to hookup1090.com. Go to our trips page. It's listed right there, Tony Reyes, in early May. Still a few spots available up there, going fast. Glad you had fun, Dave. Thanks for the call this morning.
Bye now.
All right, appreciate that. 800-877-792-1090. 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, talk to the guys here. There's your chance.
You got it. Well, let's jump right into the phones and start off this morning with Vince, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Vince, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks for having me on. First thing, just got off the tribute. Had a great day and a half trip out there, hammered some yellowfin, and want to say thanks for the Rock Cod Rick special straight pole he rigged up for us to troll for some wahoo.
Sweet. Right on.
My question, I actually have two questions for you. I have a Toyota Tacoma that tows about 6,000 pounds. I'm from up north in Santa Cruz area and looking to get into some of those Monterey Bay bluefin they have hanging out. Just wondering if you have any recommendations on boats. And as I'm looking around, how do I estimate how much, how much it's going to weigh fully rigged, full of fuel?
That's a good question.
Really good question.
Those Aremas are actually a perfect size boat for like a Tacoma of some sort. With the if you've got a V6 and a kind of a light 1,500-pound or 1,500-pound truck of some sort, we can actually estimate the weight of the boat and the motor filled up with fuel. Those 17, 19 footers will definitely fall within that category. So I'd definitely look on our site. Look at those Sea Aremas and see if there's one there that might be of interest. That 19 foot would work great.
Yeah, you could easily pull that.
Absolutely.
And the Sea Chaser's cool because you can, I'm sure, get that thing rigged with a little T-top, isinglass. You could have a full out of the weather enclosure, still have a little cabin to go crawl down into, but cockpit space,
absolutely,
big bait tank, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, especially where you are in Santa Cruz, when the weather comes in, you can get out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah,
Vince.
Cool rig.
Well, good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Check out inlandboatcenter.com. They have everything listed right there on the website, right, James?
That is correct.
Yeah, and you can kind of see for yourself what's going on down there. All right, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hi, Rick.
Hey, John.
Hello, guest. Well, it's fall. It's officially fall night.
It happened.
Yeah.
It really did happen. We had daylight savings tonight today down here.
Oh.
So we're officially the same time as you guys for the next 2 weeks.
For the next 2 weeks until we change.
That's funny.
How about that?
Of course, Mexicans couldn't do daylight saving times the same time as the U.S.
No, why would they do that?
Bad form, so they had to do it 2 weeks early and get a jump on it. But it's nice now because we were sending out boats, it wasn't getting light till about 7 o'clock in the morning yesterday. And today it's nice and light, so we're getting the boats out real early. The boats are out by 6:15, 6:20 if the anglers want to go. It's cooled down a bunch, too. It's not only just daylight saving times. This morning it was 61 degrees on the beach when the boats went out. So just in the last, 3 or 4 days, it's just really turned into fall. It's been nice. We've had our rain throughout the week. I'm kind of doing the weather report now, but we've had a lot of rain on and off through the week. And then Patricia pulled a lot of wind down across, not north winds, and more coming out of the west for the last couple of days, pulled into that storm and kind of made things a little bit bumpy. Fishing's been pretty good. It's been all about the billfish, to be honest with you. Lots of sails, lots of stripers, and lots of blues. I mentioned earlier last week that we had a hat trick in an hour and a half. Some anglers from the ranch caught a sailfish, a striper, and a blue all in the in about an hour and a half, something like that. That's happened over the years, over the course of fishing for a week, but never in one day. And then Jack Nielsen was out on Genrin with Mark Rayer, and they did the same thing day before yesterday. Picked up in about 2 hours, picked up a sail, a striper, and then a nice big 300-pound marlin. So it's really, really been about the billfish. If you want to billfish down here, geez, now's the time. The tuna fishing started out well early in the week and kind of petered off. It hasn't been real good. The tuna shoot-off, I don't know whether you got the results from that yet, but my understanding is that 48-pound yellowfin took the jackpot on that, and that was caught off Fraley. So, a lot of individual fish, but no real schooling fish right at the moment this week. Lots of Sierra around. Gosh, Sierra fishing's just been awesome. Water's 84, 85 degrees, so it's way warm for them, but, geez, there's bunches of them around. Rooster fishing's been pretty darn good inside, not much pressure, but we've got quite a few rooster fish. And the bottom fishing, as usual, the guys are going out there catching a lot of big variety on the bottom and stuff. So, but this week's really been about the marlin, and really it's turning fall on us in a big way. I don't know about up in San Diego now, but we're really feeling the weather change now. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Did you get a big swell from Patricia?
No, we expected that. We expected some really big surf, especially down at Punta Perfecta and Vina Ramos, and we just haven't seen much. I'm not sure where the Bisbee ended yesterday, the Bisbee Black Gold over in Cabo. And I don't have the results for that, but I was concerned for them yesterday that they were going to close the harbor,
sure.
Just because the angle was just perfect. And that was such a giant storm. It had to be producing some ground swells, but nothing up inside here. We didn't experience any, any big swells or anything of any kind. Kind of a strange storm, you know. That was a scary one. It just looked like a killer. And then thankfully, it didn't hurt hardly anyone. Very little damage over in Vallarta.
Yeah.
Good news.
Really good news. Yeah, John, great time of the year down at the ranch. Wish I was there. Lots of flights available to get down there in a quick way for a quick getaway. How do we get a hold of if we want to book a trip to Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to
all right,
it, guys.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right. Well, let's head from the Baja to the ocean. We're going to the man, Captain Drew Card of the Pacific Queen, is on the line right now. What's up, Drew?
What's up, guys? How's it going this morning?
Doing very good. How's things going with you, Drew?
We're on the water, but we're tied up to the dock here. We just got in from our day-and-a-half trip, and we had excellent fishing yesterday. We went out to the Outer Banks here fishing Cortez. Very good fishing out there right now. We ended up with a pretty spectacular day. We ended up with about 167, to be exact, yellowfin tuna. We had 8 yellowtail, you know, a bunch of skipjack. There's obviously some bonita around. Most of that we was thrown back, but just all in all, an excellent day out there. We had nice weather, pretty much pulling on fish all day. I would say from the time we got there till, let's say 4:30 or so is kind of when it shut off, just pulling on fish all day, fish going, excellent day, fish on the anchor, fish drifting, just all sorts of different ways. And you know, there's all sorts of different grades out there. You know, a lot of it probably 8 to 12 pounds, so, you know, just slightly bigger than what we were seeing on those kelp patties, you know, not small, but, you know, better grades than what we were seeing there. And then there's fish that's even better. You know, we had an anchor job for like 40 fish, and most of what we caught was like, you know, 15 to, there's actually two separate grades. Let's say 15 to 20 pounds, maybe 25, and then we had, you know, a few handfuls of that 25 to 35 pound fish. So just all sorts of different grades, very enjoyable, just, you know, a fun time of year. There's a lot of fish out there. I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. And, you know, just like one of those days where not just for the passengers, you know, the crew, I mean, everybody, I mean, I was having a blast. It's just a fun way to catch
that's
fish this time of year.
167 yellowfin is no joke, too. I mean, that's like, especially with all the other stuff going along with it. You're right. That's you know, that's not possible
that's
to do unless
action.
You're bent all day long. Yeah.
You're pretty much pulling on stuff all day long. There's not really any downtime. So, you know, whether you throw out a bait and you catch a bonita, you know, you wind it in, oh, I didn't want that. Throw out again, maybe you catch a yellowtail. Okay, I'll take that. Throw out again, maybe I catch a tuna. You know, it's just something's going all the time.
That's right.
You know, the passengers by the end of the trip are just exhausted.
Fun fall fishing is the best way to describe it. If somebody wants to go aboard the Pacific Queen, you're going to be doing some day and a half out to the bank here in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, we'll just play it by ear. We'll, you know, I think we're going to probably aim to go out there, you know, on all our trips, but it'll just kind of depend on everything, weather and what's going on at the moment. But that's kind of like will be our focus, will be to head out there depending if everything goes right. And we do have day-and-a-half trips scheduled all week. We have one leaving tonight even. We don't have any reservations, so it's probably going to be pretty tough for us to get out during the week. But we will be going out every weekend as well. I scheduled some two-and-a-half-day trips in November to be heading out there. So,
nice.
You know, there's plenty of opportunity aboard the Pacific Queen to come fishing. So, you know, anybody wants to go, just call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500, or they can sign up on our website at pacific-queen.com. But like I said, that'll be our focus. And, you know, if there's something else that seems a little better, you know, more interesting, then we'll try something else. But for now, that's probably be our focus. A lot of fish out there, and it looks pretty good.
That's cool, Drew. Well, certainly good info. Glad to hear that you guys are having such good fishing, and this crazy season just keeps rolling right along.
Yeah.
Perfect weather and, you know, 200 mixed fish aboard the Pacific Queen. I'd say we're still got plenty of fishing left.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of fishing left. So yeah. It's not over by any means. So
right on, Drew.
If you want to get out with light loads, this is the time.
This is it. Thanks, Drew. Drew Card, Pacific Queen. Call Fisherman's Landing or pacific-queen.com.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. My question is for the tuna kahuna, where are all the big eye at?
Yeah.
No, I was just thinking that. That's the one thing I've been waiting for this season. The Wahoo are keeping us entertained, but we're supposed to have that big eye run in the fall. Some people have said that they're not around anymore. I don't know if that's true or not, but I think there was a spattering of them at the beginning of the season on the Cortez, wasn't there?
I know that there was some fish that were, you know, and it was debatable by some. I say no doubter. You know, there was some small big eyes that were caught on camera. Were small. You know,
I've seen pictures of 50-pounders.
These were the size of the yellow fins that we were catching. You know, they were 15-pounders or things like that. And I was hoping that maybe that was just a sign of good things to come. But, man, who knows what the answer is, or why it's not been around. But, man, that sure would be fun. That's the one thing that would... It's always such a unique thing that you could be trolling around, you know, hoping to get a jig strike on a, you know, on a average school size yellowfin, and next thing you know, you start getting halfway spooled before you realize you'd hooked an 80-pound tuna, you know, on the 9-mile bank.
I kind of expected some of these marauders and some of these jigs going for Wahoo to get hit by some big eye and some guys getting spooled or something happened like that, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, how about the story you were telling us about the swordfish? Yeah. I mean, you never know, right? It's part of fishing.
That's exactly it. You're very cool. I talked to my good buddy Gary White, Johnny White from Dana Lanning's brother. I talked to him last night, and he said, well, I got one for you. You know, he said there was some guys on the radio, and hopefully we'll hear from them or hear the story, but trolling along for Wahoo, 9-mile bank with a, you know, jet head and hook a big fish and starts pulling line real good. And, it, you know, assuming, okay, we must got a Wahoo. That's what the gear that's out there. And takes line real good, stays real heavy. Maybe it's a marlin, never comes up and jumps. And, you know, he said an hour and a half later, up to color comes a 200-pound broadbill, and they got the fish. Took it in, waited up at Dana Lanning, trolling a jethead, broadbill swordfish, local, sick.
Unbelievable.
Sick story.
Yeah,
so rad.
Awesome.
Like you said, that's fishing.
That's fishing.
That's it.
And that's the beauty of having your own boat, is you never know.
That's it.
No. You go out, you put the lines in the water, and you just don't know.
Years like this, when the fishing is so accessible and close and easy, and the signs are just so good for our, honestly, for our next few years of coming, like this is when you dream of having your own boat. Nobody else. You just hop on your own ride, and you drive out there, you put the jigs in the water, the clicker goes off. It's been pretty darn user-friendly fishing. You know, anybody can go out, find a kelp paddy, wait for the clickers to go off. You don't need to be a seasoned expert to make a rad catch, and
no,
that's the beauty of private boating right now, for sure.
No doubt about it. Hey, John, big eye? We hope so.
Yeah, definitely.
Floyd's going to find him for us.
Yeah, there you
Somebody's
go.
Somebody's going to find him.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. Again, if you want to get through, been a busy morning, two lines open right now, 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 or toll-free 877-792-1090. That's your chance to win a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego, and more importantly, your chance to talk to the boys. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing goes right.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Huge selection of Costa, and get a free gift with every Costa purchase. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
Have you checked out the giant Fastlane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
Time to talk about Power Pro and Ricky today. In a matter of hours, you'll be headed on the Shogun on our Let's Talk Hookup skiff trip. And what do you have on your reel?
Dude, I was packing gear last night and I started cracking up. Obviously, several bass reels, several surface iron reels. You know, we're going skiff fishing, yellowtail and calico bass and all that stuff. Like, every single reel that I had in my bag was full of Power Pro. And I started looking through everything. I didn't realize what a fan I've become of that Power Pro Super 8 Slick. That's what I fish. I love it. It comes off the reel so nice. It's easier on your fingers when you're winding it through the guide. It's quiet. It casts really good. It never sticks to itself when you are fishing a bait when it's coming off. I love it. Super 8 Slick has definitely become my line. And I was chuckling because when I started packing my bag, I think virtually every rig that I brought has got it on it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you're fishing a bait caster, a spinner, something you want to cast. Super 8 Slick, that's what it's made for.
Can't be beat.
Yeah, check it out at your local tackle store, Power Pro Super 8 Slick.
Pete here to tell you about one of my favorite long-range boats, perfect for day-and-a-half to seven-day trips. That's Searcher Sport Fishing. The Searcher offers a top-of-the-line long-range experience at the best value available. The 95-foot Searcher features huge bait capacity, RSW fish holds, and plenty of room at the rail. Chef Charles puts out a spread you will be impressed with, and staterooms are air-conditioned and super comfortable. The crew, top-of-the-line. Check SearcherSportFishing.com for more details and book online today. That's SearcherSportFishing.com.
XBRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You know, before we jump into the catch report, you got to tell us about your WhatsApp from Ryan.
Oh, right? Yeah.
He's on the Royal Polaris with his dad.
Yep, so the RP...
And Roy.
RP left, not yesterday, but the day previous, and we got a message from Ryan yesterday. We're all excited, you know, wanting to know what, you know, what you catch, what you do. So they got to Guadalupe yesterday at 2:30 in the afternoon. I sent him a message. I don't know, probably sent him one, like, at noon. You know, you guys fishing, like, oh, we did our whatever offshore. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be at Guadalupe at 2:30 or whatever time it would be. 3:30, we got a message from Ryan, like, how's fishing? And he just said, you know, in more appropriate words, he just said it's fantastic. And in that hour of time, he said he was 2 for 3 on yellowfin. He had a 65-pounder, a 70-pounder. Grant, his dad, already had a 100-pounder. This is in an hour. You know, this is in an hour's time. Like, he said it was just absolutely unbelievable. His buddy had just got a Wahoo. Unreal.
Yeah.
Absolutely unreal fishing.
Yeah.
We're
and
so
I saw Shogun added
it.
Another trip. They already sold out all 4 trips in November, and now they added a trip in early December. So sounds like a good time to go to
With how hot the water is, December is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Trust me, I got a bunch of buddies that I know are secretly hoping that thing hasn't sold out yet, because I know everybody's already... I had a bunch of buddies that wanted to go in November, couldn't get their time off, you know, in time. December's a lot easier to take time off in, so I know that's going to be a real popular one because it's, you know, if there's a good time to take a sneak away a little bit, it's then. It's going to be some cool trips.
Well, time for the catch report.
You got it, bro. Let's find out what's biting out there. Today, catch report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. It's Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. It's long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, Rings Hooks, and their standard J-hooks are the angler's top choice for tuna and other pelagic species. I know going on this trip, just in case, a little bit of wahoo around, I re-rig all my wahoo bombs with that Octopus 4X. 8-0 size. That's my favorite hook for wahoo bombs from Gamakatsu. Super, super sharp and a great hook. It's the right design and the right durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. We got the man, our good buddy Captain Brian Woolley is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are you this morning?
Great.
Good, good. Hey, another pretty good week up here for us. You know, this offshore stuff still has a pulse. You know, the water's nice, 72 to 73, some real good color to it. And, you know, still a little bit of life in it. But the name of the game again this week for sure was finding the right kelp that the fish wanted to be on. You know, one day they're on a regulation kelp, and you know you're going to get them. The next day they're on a small 2x2 scrap. So it's been a little tough in that regard, finding the right one. But certainly, it's been pretty good. Still that small grade yellowfin, that 5 to 10 pound stuff, and that might even be just a little bit generous on the size, but that stuff's still biting pretty good. Mixing a few Dorado as well, but for the end of October, still some pretty good scores. I know the Clemente had 100 fish on one stop the day this week. I think that was on Wednesday. The Fury, he actually had a sonar school the other day. I think that was on Friday. He had 130 fish on that. So still, still plenty of fish there. It's just, again, it's got to be in the right place at the right time and really paying attention for sure. So we'll continue to fish this stuff as long as we can and as long as we have guys want to get out and catch them, so we'll see how that goes along the beach there. This half day fishing still continues to be phenomenal. It's just been really fun. The fly line bass fishing has still been really well for the anglers, and still bonito bending rods and a couple small yellows and stuff like that kind of in the mix for those half day guys. So we'll still keep after that kind of stuff, and we'll see what this next week brings for us. Good little sign too. On a side note, we caught a few yellows out over that deep hard bottom where we saw that stuff living real well last winter. So keeping our fingers crossed that stuff continues to filter in this week as well. So that's kind of it for us up here. Guys want to hop on a trip? Call the landing, of course, to make reservation. Phone number there is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out at danawash.com, and then to save some money on one of these local trips, you can link us right there on the West Hawk Hookup webpage, and I'll take you right over, and you can book it from there.
You know, Woolley, one of the things we were talking about last week was that we had, obviously when that crazy good deep water yellowtail fishing that you guys just creamed them on all winter long, there was so much red crab around. And, while that red crab was around, we had such good fishing this year. And then, as cycles and seasons move through, that red crab seemed to kind of disappear. And now all of a sudden, I don't know if it's the same way up in Dana Wharf, but down in San Diego, all of a sudden we're starting to see that everywhere again. We're starting to see floats of that red crab and seeing it offshore. And I just don't think that can mean anything but good sign for our, late fall and then all that wintertime hard bottom yellowtail fishing again.
Nope, absolutely. Good call there, too, for sure. When we were down there, we caught those fish the other day. Same thing, you're totally right. Saw the red crab on the meter, everything looked good, and sure enough, we got a couple fish out of it. So yep, certainly a good sign, and it's cool those fish came off the exact same pinnacle that it all started off last year.
That's right.
Love that.
Good sign.
Found
Reload.
It again. All right, Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, thanks a lot for that report. How do we find you? We'll save some money on the front page of our website, right?
Yep, there, or you can call the office, guys, 949-496-5794.
Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Ricky, have a great trip.
Thanks, Woolley. Appreciate it very much, bro. We'll check in with you when we get back. Now let's hit the surf zone. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen.
Gundy, how
are you? How is it going?
Awesome.
Hey, we got some, we talked last week a little bit about, the pooling of that warm water and a little stagnation in the bite, but this week we actually saw some signs, a little breeze, a little water roll over, the water coming down, and that's kind of what we want to see, because it's it's brought in some bait, and it's going to change the dynamic there. We're starting to look like fall, although we're approaching November, you know. But, hey, you know, some perch started to show up north, northern beaches, Oxnard, Ventura. Still warm water dominates, but Wiley's held another uptown derby. The guys reported more corbina than perch all the way up that far north. They did eclipse the one-pound mark on the perch, so 1 pound, 2 ounce was a winner. A lot of fish around that one-pound mark. And they haven't been seeing these fish, so that's a good sign. 2 pound, 10 ounce corbina took the big fish honors. Lugworm on that perch and ghost shrimp on that corbina. Lots of bonita off the Malibu Pier. The bonita are mixed with yellowtail. They've been biting in and around King Harbor too. And some of that fish in King Harbor mixed with big yellowtail. One of the guys was throwing a big crocodile, had a gaggle of 25 pound yellowtail come up chasing his lure right there at the jetties, the Topaz Jetty. That's pretty amazing stuff. To the south, Big Fish reported a water rollover with some cooler water moving in, and this water's just been loaded with bait. The big yellowfin croaker, bonitas, short sea bass, halibut, all of them taking crocodiles, and seeing a couple halibut, too, that's a sign of fall here. Lots of stripers off the Balboa Peninsula and off the two piers there. The corbina bite also picked up in that area. Real good bite on the 1 to 2 pound fish, not the big ones yet, but I imagine, you know, as we move forward, we're going to see some of that better quality on the bite. And then the Hogan's reported excellent bloodworm bite off Capel Bay, mix of spot fin, sand bass, calico bass, yellowfin, and then the spot fin really good in the lagoons down there, Oceanside Harbor, Army Navy Academy, corbina on the bite again. So, you know, once we get this little push of cooler water, you're going to see those fish get a little aggressive. And once you get this bait concentration on the beach, it's going to do real well for the surf fishing and even the offshore fishing. You're going to get some of that game fish moving on the 100-fathom curve. So this is kind of what we're looking for, good conditions for fall. So just don't think of it being November. Just think of it being late September, okay?
Yeah, no kidding, Gundy. Wow, still some amazing stuff, and it's going to go year-round. That's spot.
Yeah, I think so. The amount of bonita and yellowtail these guys are seeing all the way up to Santa Barbara. You know, the Santa Barbara Jetty, they were hooking some firecracker yellowtail this week. So yeah. There is a volume of fish.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Cool. So cool to see.
Surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Don't weaken now.
That's it, for sure. All right. Hey, you want to get through? A line open, 877-792-1090. You can talk boats with James Hellman from Inland Boat Center, talk tuna with the Tuna Kahuna, Floyd Sparks, and have a chance to win a three-quarter-day trip on the San Diego out of C4's Four Fishing. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Fred? He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Fred. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hi, Fred.
Love your show. It's the third time I've called you, but this time I would like to mention the fact that in the Western Outdoors this week on page 4, it's regarding the lead ban. And this is a very simple thing to do to sign the petition. And you Google sport fishing conservation. It takes you right to the website, and then there's a sub-website that says petition. Believe me, we need those names on there. And otherwise, these concrete jungle high-rise environmentalists are going to kill us. They've already killed us on the hunting scene with the lead.
It's a good point.
So yeah. I just thought I'd put that through there, make it short and sweet, and love your show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that, Fred. Yeah, right on this week's edition of Western Afternoons, page 4, like he says, Google that, get in there, and sign that petition, that lead ban. Ridiculous.
Being a shooter and a fisherman, man, I got a lot. I use a lot of lead, man.
Yeah, a lot of lead.
A lot of lead.
Speaking of Western Outdoor News, a really great picture of our friend Jim Mitchell, Floyd's good buddy there.
Yes, sir.
Up at Pyramid Lake with one of those giant Lahontan cutthroats. Things are amazing.
It's an amazing fish.
Yeah, it is an amazing fish. And a giant wahoo on the front cover. A lot of stuff going on there in Western Outdoor News. Of course, coming up on the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, where they anticipate about 150 boats to be fishing in there.
That'll be a nice tournament for Pat.
Yeah,
it'll be a lot of fun
really
down there.
It'll be a really good one. So if you want to know more information, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, more of your phone calls, more great information, catch reports with the man, Dave Hansen, all kinds of great stuff. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Call me off.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals,
deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for Southern California anglers. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait Buy Now sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 75 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty coverage. And eligible new 2.5 to 70 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit YamahaOutboards.com. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 18, 2015. Is subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents as a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha. Offers.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander. The newest addition to their family, the 65-foot Commander is a super clean vessel that is low to the water with RSW fish hold and spacious galley. Perfect for 1 to 2 day trips from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come experience superior customer service, the finest fish handling, and quality food aboard the Commander. The same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room with a rail. The Eclipse from Seaforth Sport Fishing sets the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book on online at EclipseSportFishing.com or CommanderSportFishing.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move,